Hello, this is the Exotics Vet, Al speaking. Yeah, that's fine. So if you wanted to send through a photo to our email, and I'll let you know what species it is, because if it's a native animal, then it won't matter if it's got a microchip or not. If it's, just a wildlife, and then we can still look at it. But if it's a stray bird, and it is a non-native that is a companion animal, you should also be able to bring it into like any 24/7 emergency, and they'll also be able to microchip it and try and find the owner as well. just overnight. Okay, well, yeah, he's probably a companion then, but if you were happy to kind of keep him overnight, then you can bring him in tomorrow. We open at 9 a.m. tomorrow, and we'd be able to microchip him and see what we can do for him. Yeah, definitely. So yeah, if you have posted, then don't mention anything about the bird, like if there's a leg band or not, because that's going to be one thing where people say, "Yep, it's got a leg band," and if it doesn't have a leg band, then you already know. So yeah, if you are posting, that's completely fine, and you can hold off with replying until you get the microchip number and that kind of thing, because then it'll have the exact name and the owners on there. So feel free to bring it into us. We can scan it for a microchip tomorrow, and we can go through the steps after that. No, that's completely fine, and we open at 9, so if you wanted to give us a quick call at 9 a.m. just to say, "Hey, I'm coming down with a stray bird," then that'll be completely fine as well. So no issues if you come in tomorrow. We can go from there and go through the next steps with it, depending on if it's got a microchip or not. Ringneck or something like that. Yeah, so as long as it's not onion, avocado, garlic, chocolate is another one that's toxic. You can feed most other fruits and veg. If you still were unsure about the specific fruit, if it's toxic or not, like AI is really good with just saying, let's say you wanted to feed an apple, just say apple bird toxicity. Obviously, apples are not toxic, but if you needed to question it because you're unsure, then just do that. Offering it water and like an assortment of fruit and veg overnight should be completely fine, and then we can see it in the morning. Yeah, cool. Yep, yeah, they are. Fantastic. No, you're doing everything right so far, and we can have a look at it tomorrow. Awesome. You're very welcome. No, that's fine. Thank you so much. You too. We'll see you soon. Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.